Special Committee on Budget for Friday, July 29th. Representative Smith.
Well, thank you, Chair Scott. Colleagues, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce two of my five children who are here today with us. I have my middle son, Alex, and my younger son, Ryan. Colleagues, if there was ever a reason to fund state police, you're looking at it. Actually, they're wonderful.
Like son?
Yeah, that's right. They're wonderful boys, and thank you so much for letting me serve down here, and it's good to have you here this weekend.
So we should be looking out for them when they turn 16 and start driving? Is that
very much so. No. Very much so.
Put him in the dad will let them drive the Corvette. So it's fine.
There you go.
Or the Subaru. Which
in Lala County, you can start when you're 12.
Okay. Welcome. Glad you're here today, guys. Open our work session. We'll start with Senate Bill 247A relating to dispute resolution. Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have actually we amended it in the subcommittee, and or we're asking it to be amended, so it will become 247B, hopefully. Senate Bill 247 repeals a scheduled January 2nd, 2006 sunset of the University of Oregon and Portland State University dispute resolutions programs. These programs were transferred to those campuses last session when the Dispute Resolution Commission was abolished. The University of Oregon now administers the community programs that provide mediation services and conflict resolution training to private parties. Portland State University now administers the Oregon Consensus Program that mediates disputes involving public bodies. The dispute resolution programs are currently funded by surcharges on certain court filing fees. The subcommittee determined that these programs are more appropriately funded by the general fund and approved amendments to the bill to transfer these fee revenues and fund balances to the general fund. The legislative budget plan will then provide a general fund to support the dispute resolution programs. Your Education and Natural Resources Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 247A be amended by the -A5 amendments and reported out do pass as amended.
Thank you. Representative March recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the A5 amendments. Discussion? Objections? Without objection, so ordered. Senate Bill 421B relating to state building code. Representative Smith.
Thank you, Chair Scott. Senate Bill 421B requires the Director of Department of Consumer and Business Services to establish building code administrative regions for all areas of the state. The bill provides for appointment of DCBS staff for each region to administer and enforce the state building code and imposes a surcharge on permit fees and hourly charges to defray the cost of administering and enforcing the state building code. The Senate Budget Committee amended the bill to add on another funds expenditure limitation of $320,000 and to establish three positions to implement the provisions of the bill. The General Government, Transportation, and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 421 be reported out due pass.
Representative Smith recommends the bill be reported out due pass. Discussion? Objections? No objections. Senate Bill 1037C relating to land use. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1037 would create a process under which ballot measure 37 claims would be handled and would also formalize the judicial review process. It would also allow a public entity to offset some of its claims processing expense by imposing a claim filing fee as long as it did not exceed $1,000. The bill as amended would allow waivers granted by a public entity to be transferable. It would also allow the transferred waiver to remain in effect for 10 years after the final waiver decision if the claim was filed on or before December 2nd, 2006, and for 2 years if the claim was filed after December 2nd, 2006. The bill as amended would extend waiver transferability provision to waivers that have already been granted. The subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 1037C be amended and reported out do pass as amended.
Representative Morgan recommends the bill be reported out do pass with the C 30 amendments. Discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Although I did not object in committee because I think the C 30s improved the product that was in front of us, this entire bill sort of leads us to remember that doing legislation through the initiative process is often fraught with peril. And for that and some other features in this, I'll be a no today.
Additional discussion? Objections? Let the record show Representative March, Avakian, and Hansen object. Motion carries. Close the work session, and that concludes our agenda for today. And so we will stand adjourned. Work session.